Andrew Carnegie's mentor is buried on a rainy day just outside of Philadelphia. He dies a broken man, defeated and humiliated at the hands of John D. Rockefeller. The loss is an enormous blow to Carnegie. Without Tom Scott, Carnegie would be nothing.
Sir.
Thanks.
At the age of 12, Andrew Carnegie begins working for a local railroad in Pittsburgh. There he meets the company's president, Tom Scott.
Andy.
Scott takes a liking to young Carnegie, hiring him as his personal assistant.
Now, take this and this to the division superintendent.
Yes, sir. This is for you, sir.
Ah, thank you.
He never expected to work at 12 years old. He wanted to go to school. He wanted to grow up. But the family had absolutely no way of surviving without sending him to work.
Andy is the man of the household. He realizes fairly early on that he's smart. He discovers in himself an ambition. And when Andy Carnegie showed the intelligence, showed the nerve to take on some of the responsibilities, Scott realized that this was somebody to cultivate, somebody to nurture.
Tom Scott quickly advances Carnegie through the ranks